तेरा नाम कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर यशोदनन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदनन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर यशोदनन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदनन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय प्रभु परा जय प्रभु परा प्रभु परा जिला प्रभु परा Gauranitai, 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 Gauranitai. Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram. Jai Radha Shama Sundara Radha Shama Sundara Radhe. Jai Radha Shama Sundara Radha Shama Sundara Radhe.
Jayam Vishnupad Paramahansa Paravraja Kachari Ashtata Satasisima Dhisti Vahingre Shila Ave Charanaravinda Shila Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaja Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anand Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai. ISKCON founder Acharya Shila. Let me welcome all the devotees for this Srimad Bhagavatam class, and let me express my profound appreciation for the devotees of our Vrindavan temple for their very nice service. So many pilgrims come here. Yesterday I talked to a group of Christian nuns who were connected to Aachen in Germany. It's a Catholic center. And I felt, whoops, this is really international preaching. So thank you very much for your wonderful service to really support this temple in many ways, that it is really the center of our preaching. Hare Krishna. So we will read this morning. Oops. From the chapter 14. Text 1 it is. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sri Suta Goswami said, Arjuna went to Dwaraka to see Lord Shri Krishna and other friends, and also to learn from the Lord of his next activities. Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord descended on earth for the protection of the faithful and annihilation of the impious. So after the battle of Kurukshetra and after the establishment of Maharaj Yudhishthira, the mission of the Lord was complete. The Pandavas, especially Sri Arjuna, were eternal companions of the Lord, and therefore Arjuna went to Dwaraka to hear from the Lord of his next program of work. Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Shatarine. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, after the battle of Kurukshetra, where Lord Krishna Shishigor Nitai ki jai, Krishna Balaram ki jai, and Shishirada Sham Shunda ki jai. After the battle of Kurukshetra, whereby Lord Krishna's genius plan, all the demons of the world had been pulled together. Krishna had arranged for their liberation. The mission of the Lord seemed to be complete, and Arjuna, who is a 100% surrendered soul to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was naturally inquisitive. What is your next program of work? As Srila Prabhupada says. And with it, Arjuna had the question, implied question, can I help you in this next phase of your appearance? So to get the information, he went to Dwaraka to hear directly from the Lord. The Lord is having one very interesting quality which shines forth in his subsequent discussions with Arjuna. Arjuna does not wish to act independently, and now, as a fully surrendered soul, he needs to have some directions. What to do next? I only want to act for your pleasure. Krishna's quality is that he accepts this surrendered mood of his devotee. He is, in Sanskrit, Charanagata Palaka, or the protector of the surrendered soul. Srila Rupa Goswami gives a definition what this actually means. And he says, he who protects those who have taken his shelter is protective of those who have taken his shelter. Srila Jiva Goswami describes that Lord Krishna is for the surrendered soul like the owner of a cow who fully takes care of the needs of the cow. The cow does not have to worry. In Kali Yuga she has to worry very much, but the normal situation is that once you have surrendered to someone, giving him service, that someone has the sacred obligation to protect you. And Krishna stands up to this obligation since time immemorial by giving perfect shelter to all of those who have taken his shelter. One of the many names of Lord Krishna is Pranata Karuna, which means he who is Karuna. Karuna means merciful to the Pranatas, the surrendered soul. As a devotee, you can 100% count on this quality of Lord Krishna. Srila Rupa Goswami quotes a verse in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which is extremely mysterious in the beginning. He talks about an not yet surrendered soul who may even do some sin, but this not yet surrendered soul can know if he surrenders, or at the time where he starts his surrendering program, Krishna will be there to protect him. Please listen attentively to Srila Prabhupada's description of this. Some enemy of Krishna, not a devotee, some enemy of Krishna's was enlivened with the thought that he needn't fear Krishna, because if he simply surrendered unto him, Krishna would give him all protection. Krishna is sometimes compared to the moon, which does not hesitate to distribute its soothing rays even on the houses of the Chandalas and other untouchables. Do you know this sometimes in our lives? We may not yet be doing something at this moment, but we feel, if I do this, 100% there will be a nice situation. For instance, we may think, there will be the Panchatattva installation in Sridhar Mayapur, next Mayapur festival. So if in theory I go to this historic installation where the Lord comes according to the prophecy of Nityananda, that there will be an Adbhuta Mandir in Mayapur, and the deities will be, yes, where the Lord will be worshipped, Lord Gauranga will be worshipped, that you think, if I come there, I will surely get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is what we think. The verse which Rupa Goswami quotes goes like this. O Jwala, it's spoken at the during the battle of Kurukshetra or before the battle of Kurukshetra. O Jwala, forget about your fear about committing a sin in this war. The Lord of the Yadavas comes immediately like moonlight to those who have surrendered to him. No further questions are asked. If you have surrendered to Krishna, Krishna does not think, oh, you have done previously some Western activities which were not exactly pious. I will not give you my mercy. No, Krishna is like moonlight who does not distinguish on which house he shines, even on the Chandala, and so on. So this is always an option, my dear devotees of Lord Krishna. You always have the option to surrender to Krishna, and Krishna will come immediately. It is sure and safe. Don't worry. Even in Nectar of Devotion, there is a verse, sometimes Kamsa was meditating about this option. I was surprised, but it is there in Nectar of Devotion. Kamsa was sometimes thinking, maybe I just should go to Vrindavan and surrender my life to Krishna. Because after all, there were very clear indications that he wouldn't win against Krishna. Yesterday, we went to Keshigat, and Keshi was really a super, like all these demons, Keshi was really a mystic demon who could expand his body and do many terrible things. So Gaga Sanghita describes when when Kamsa had sent Keshi, it was almost his last hope to get a hold of Krishna. And he nervously paced back and forth in his in the open court of his palace in Mathura to hear the information. What is with this Keshi? Has he finally been successful against Lord Krishna? Then all of a sudden, as he was nervously pacing down, up and down, the sun darkened, and he thought it was maybe a cloud, but it was not a cloud. Keshi, the dead Keshi horse demon, fell right into the court. Bam! Krishna had given a note. He had thrown it all the way from Vrindavan into the court of Mathura. It was a good golf hit. As a message, you demon. So Kamsa, it is described, even Kamsa, like this, some enemy of Krishna, knows, if I surrender to Krishna, my troubles will be over. But here's the distinction between an asura and a sura. As asura will say, no. And as sura will say, yes, I will surrender. So, one of the six symptoms of surrender is, in the mood of this verse, to see that Krishna is our protector. It is called Avashya Rakshibi Krishna Vishvasa Palan. Now, my dear devotees, some of you might get uncomfortable now and think, oh, what is Satchinandan Swami subtly, what does he have in this mind? You never know with these Swamis who come for one day and then can leave. What is in his mind? Does he think I'm not surrendered? And therefore he speaks about surrender. My dear devotees, there are different states of surrender. And we can surrender more. This is what I think. Hare Krishna. So listen, please, now about how Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes this song. And it seems from this song that there are different gradations of surrender. Bhaktivinoda Thakur joyfully thinks, now I have understood. Your lotus feet, O Lord, will certainly shelter me. There are no other protectors in this world of birth and death. A little while ago, we had our Govardhan retreat, and the glorious mother of Ananda Tirtha Prabhu, Suchi Rani, who has some unpleasant disease which might end it might be a terminal disease. She spoke, fully realized, at the day when we all said our realizations of what Giriraj had given to us. She said, very nice. All of us were very moved, and we were swallowing up and down our emotions. Hare Krishna. The Vaya, maybe? Oh, yes, here it is. She said, Hare Krishna. She said, now I have to look for that shelter which is beyond the body and beyond the mind. At the time when you are looking into the eyes of death, you will know the body cannot supply shelter. So that is, and even your mind. You cannot just imagine something. You have to have shelter of Lord Krishna. So then you can be peaceful, only then. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur continues, "At last I know myself to be your eternal servant. Now the burden of my maintenance is exclusively yours. I now hold on my head those very same lotus feet which drive away all fear, and I dance in great ecstasy singing your glories. Your lotus feet will surely deliver Bhakti Vinod from the dangerous perils of this worldly journey." Let us not be shy. When we hear of the word surrender, it may evoke some unpleasant remembrance. I once asked my father, "What do you think when you hear the word surrender?" And he says, "Oh, it doesn't sound nice to me." And he remembered how the Germans who declared war against the whole world were fortunately defeated by the Allied forces. They were all, the diehard soldiers were all driven into a canyon, and finally they knew, if we don't surrender now, they will all shoot us and just put a bomb in the midst of us, and that's it. And then they slowly, you know, and reluctantly put on the white flag of surrender. I think you know this from maybe your, before you came to Krishna consciousness, your movies, looking activities, white flag. It is, surrender is the last thing really which is on the mind of a materially thinking person. I personally think it is sometimes also the last thing on the mind of a member of our international attempt to become Krishna conscious. This is my very concerned observation, at least about my life. Let us not wait till the last moment. Let us carefully practice small steps of more or increased surrender, so that we can ultimately do really the surrender which we need. You must know that Krishna, on the other side, is extremely pleased when you continue your journey of Sharanagata. Don't stop your journey. Don't think, "I'm now 10 years in the movement, 5 years in the movement, I'm now a 2-week-old bhakta, I can rest. No more surrender." No, plan your next step, and your next step, and you will begin to feel the life which a devotee feels when he feels Krishna's presence in his or her life. The life which we feel will never be more prasada, more position, more money. The life which will sustain us is when there is bhakti in our heart and some parishanu bhavo and anubhava. Anubhava means a feeling in the heart of Krishna's presence. And when there is success in the mission of saying no to maya, virakti, detachment, then we will feel the life of spiritual life. Not by positions, not by money, not by so-called material security. So plan your life as an ongoing journey on the beautiful path of Sharanagata, and know that Krishna is Sharanagata Palaka, the protective of those who have taken his shelter. Lord Krishna protects his friend from great demons like Agasura and Bakasura. He protected them from the poison of Kaliya. He protected them from the forest fire. And therefore is known and he didn't exclude the cows. He is known as Gopala, the protector of the cows. He protected Krishna. I don't want to give so many examples, because I think in theory you are convinced. Krishna protects his devotees. Krishna's protection may sometimes be mysterious. Devotees have asked us, devotees have died in car accidents, and there were is this situation or that situation. Why does Krishna do this? And I always say, in my very unsophisticated way, sometimes the father protects his child by some slapping. I know this from my childhood. I was an extremely restless boy. I would always climb the highest trees and often fall from the trees. So when my parents didn't see me for 2 hours, they would invariably send some servant to look at the high trees if I was somewhere stuck. And I remember there was one situation where in Germany we have these red cars which have these big letters. Fire alarm? What is it? Fire engine. The fire engine had to roll the ladder and take me from a very high tree. And I remember after this I didn't give up climbing trees. I went on another tree and fell from the tree and I almost died. My father visited me in the hospital, and the first thing he said with tears in his eyes, my son, I have to do this now. And he gave me, bang, this is German education, bang, one on the right and one on the left. And I had expected sweets. And I cried, and my father also cried. And I said, why did you do this? I'm lying in the bed. And you are doing this. He said, you will never forget this. You will not climb again trees. And he was right. I started climbing mountains. But the trees I kept my hands off. Then something happened there, and now I'm... Anyways, now we are not... anyway, Krishna, we try to be good. So this is sometimes necessary. Even Jagannath Mishra would sometimes punish the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Once in the vision of Jagannath Mishra, an angry Brahmana came with red hot eyes, and he said, don't you know you are beating God? Jagannath Mishra said, I don't care who he is. If I don't give him solid education, his life will be troublesome. Don't you think if even in this high realm of Leela, some beating is necessary, you don't need some slap on your sacred behind? It is very essential, because we are fools. We don't wake up in any other ways. Hare Krishna. But the Lord always knows, oh my devotee, it's so wonderful. I'm not doing this with happiness. I need to do it so that he sees clearer. Just like after applying kajal, an eye medicine, to the eye, the vision is more clear and you can see proper. although the kajal bites the eye and gives some pain, the vision end result is clear vision. So when there is some pain in your life, if you think deeply, why, what do I have to learn? If you are ready to accept that you have to learn something in your life and you don't know everything at this moment, then you will develop a clear eye vision and see. But please know, this is still within the category of the Lord protecting His devotees. I would like to read to you now, at the end of this lecture, a very nice quotation from Madhuya Kadambini, which was written by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, where the Lord talks to His devotee. And if you hear this with an open heart, free from the sleepiness of mourning, you will get great benefit. Here the Lord speaks His heart. I feel it's very nice also to hear this, because some of you are very surrendered to serving the Lord in Vrindavan, and it will become hot. Not hot, now a little cold. You will see, soon the fog will come and you will see the night, the sun only for 2 hours, from 12 to 2. And it is a little freezing. And you might think, oh, why did I choose this place? I would like to lie in a hot bathing tub, but be not in this cold weather. Please know, Krishna sees you tolerating cold and pain for His service, and He becomes very moved. Please hear about the wonderful words of Lord. O best of devotees, many births you have given up, house and wealth for my sake, and out of obligation to serve me, you have endured the miseries of cold, wind, hunger, thirst and pain, tolerated the contempt of other men, taken to a life of begging. Then the Lord thinks for a while and says, in payment for all your sacrifice, I cannot give you anything. I have become your debtor. This is how Krishna feels about His devotees. He knows they go through heavy times, being a beggar. Sometimes, you know, we are in ISKCON and we give our best, and then some misunderstanding comes and someone says, you have stolen 10 rupees from the hundi box while counting. And we have not stolen 10 rupees, not even 1 paisa. But the contempt is there. Krishna sees all this. And He says, I'm your debtor now. And then He thinks for a while, what can I give this devotee anyways? But this is how He says, since lordship over the whole earth, taking the post of demigod and acquisition of mystic powers are unsuitable for you, how can I give them to you? But cannot give grass and straw, the enjoyment of cows, to any human being. Now Krishna thinks, if I give my devotees mystic powers or the post of a demigod, this will be unsuitable for them, just like insignificant grass and straw is unsuitable to feed to human beings. You have to give them sandesh and so on. Though I am unconquerable, Krishna thinks, I have just now been conquered by you. I live for you and I dance for you. Listen to this. I'm hanging on to the creeper of your good qualities for support. Now when the devotee hears that the Lord feels, I'm your debtor for all you do, the devotee doesn't say, yeah, yes, correct, correct. I'm very, very, finally you have understood. I'm very important. No. The devotee, see how he reacts. Hearing the sweet, affectionate words of the Lord, the devotee says, O Lord, Master, ocean of mercy, you glanced upon me while I was bitten by an army of crocodiles. The infinite miseries of endless births and deaths. You have looked upon me, Lord. Lord, you have a butter-like heart which melts as it manifests mercy. Original spiritual master, destroyer of ignorance in the form of such qualities as lust, by manifesting the Sudarshan chakra of your wonderful form, you have pierced those crocodiles of miseries and freed me from the clutches of their teeth. And then he says, by my poor intelligence, I have clearly committed offense to you, my Lord. And then the devotee continues to praise the Lord and is very, very moved by this. He begins to roll on the ground when the Lord has briefly appeared to him. He breathes heavily, he faints, and he loses his mind. This is how the devotee feels, that the Lord is so much the Sharanagata Palaka, the protector of the surrendered souls, that and he takes him back home, back to God. And so the Lord, the devotee, is very moved by this, just thinking very deeply about the mercy of Pranata Karuna, Krishna, who is merciful to the surrendered soul. So Arjuna, fully surrendered, wants to know now what is the next program of work which Lord Krishna has for him. Hare Krishna. Hare Bol. So we have come to, I've ended this. Are there any questions which some of you might have? Hari Bol. It is so, it makes our heart dance in ecstasy to see Vishal Prabhu, who is a living legend of bliss in our movement.
No. So I wanted to understand a little more about surrender, Maharaj, and I'm not criticizing anyone, but I wanted to understand the position of surrender for one who is during Mangalarti, all auspicious Mangalarti. One is pacing back and forth, chanting Hare Krishna to get one's rounds done, or sitting, and one has the power to stand up and dance. What is that? Could you explain?
Hare Krishna. Visiting Mangal Aarti is one thing. There we greet the Lord who has arisen from rest, and he is there with us and gives his darshan to all of us. And we honor the Lord by being there for this ceremony of Mangal Arati. And japa chanting is also wonderful and very necessary. Sometimes it will take a little time planning. First, let me do one thing properly. Be present at the Mangal Aratik properly, And then we will do our japa. It is a different thing. I would suggest to all of the devotees who that this Mangal Arati in Vrindavan is a very wonderful activity of worship of the Lord, and it is a very sweet and intimate time with our beloved deities, because we are fully undistracted. There are only devotees there. Sometimes we may feel, oh, the tune is not so nice, or the singing is not so nice, and we may like to do other things. But there is a very, very nice thing which many which can help very much. You just think about the meanings of the prayers as you chant them, and this will keep you in a mood of surrender, and you will relish your Mangal Arati activities. There's something very nice about chanting our songs. You know, most of us, we have sung these songs now for, I don't know how, if you are, let us say, 20 years, I do not know how often you have chanted the same song, sang Saradavana, the Lida Loka. It is for some calculation. And sometimes we may feel, oh, Hare Krishna, this is the 1,000,000th, 200,000th, 103. There is something which you must know when you chant any mantras. Especially this is for the Hare Krishna mantra. You must meditate about the meaning of the mantra to enter a deeper dimension of your chanting activity. Hari Bhakti Vilas says this in the Mantrata Deepika. This is a section of Hari Bhakti Vilas, that lovingly the devotee must meditate about the meaning of the mantra. Then the taste will surely come. This is especially true also of chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Yes, Devaki Nandam Prabhu. I don't know if you know, Devaki Nandam Prabhu is such a scholar. If you have the time to address him, we always call upon Devaki Nandam Prabhu for management, because he is an excellent manager and so on. But he also is such a scholar that it makes my head spin if I just think about some of the things you have revealed to me. And now you will most probably put me on the hot spot, which is very nice in winter time. Please, Devaki Nandam Prabhu.
This Saranagati, Bhagavad Gita, is a protection of Krishna. Then Krishna will protect us. Avasya Rakhiya Krishna Vishwasa Pala, with a firm faith. So whether we have firm faith or no faith, if you serve Krishna, it will certainly protect us. Like it is the Sadhavan Pritya Jama Mekam Sanam Puja Aham Kam Sarpata Purmukhi Sai Mahuja. And what a person will have to say to have this firm faith that will protect us. Just like fire, namely on one will touch the fire, it will burn in your hand. So if you serve Krishna, he will protect you. Then why is there a firm faith in that?
Very good. I want to thank you very much for bringing with your question actually our attention to a certain detail. Krishna's full protection is there for those who have firm faith in this. And there is one of my most favorite pastime is illustrating this. It entails Draupadi, who after Krishna had given her the sari, and you know, comes to Krishna and says, "My dear Lord, I have one question. Why did you take so long? You came only in the last minute. They had already almost been successful in unclothing me." Why in the last minute? And then Krishna, he gives an answer. He says, listen very carefully. And I think this is an answer which is very important for all of us. In the beginning, you called, oh Krishna, and turned to Bhishma. Bhishma, don't you see the injustice in your presence? They are going to actually unclothe me. So I thought, yes, she's turning to Bhishma. I don't want to be impolite and push myself into the situation. Let Bhishma take care. I was not called. Hey Krishna, little, but he, in actual fact and matter, he turned the face to Bhishma and addressed him. Yes, but afterwards you could have come, said Draupadi. No, then you turned to Dronacharya. Then you turned to all the assembled kings. Finally, you even turned to Dhritarashtra. Then you wanted, you're a Kshatriya lady, very Kshatriya lady, you were turning to yourself for protection. You were trying to use your strengths to keep the Tsar on. I thought, yes, let her do. Only when you threw your hands in the sky, hey Krishna, hey Govinda, little shouting is alright, then I know, now I have to come. This is our Krishna. He wants exclusive surrender. When you are still busy with the toys of this world, he will not come. It's like a mother's know. Do we have some mothers here? Most properly. When the child is just playing and some discomfort is there, and the child goes, ma, ma. It begins to play, but still plays. The mother knows, I can continue cooking, nothing serious. But only when the child really goes, ma! Sorry. Mother knows, okay. Have to put everything away from the fire and rush to the child. If you are busy with the things of the world, Krishna might not give you surrender. It needs the quality of taking shelter. And you all know this principle. Don't we know these when we chant that sometimes when we are in the right mood, Krishna, you are my only savior. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You know, you know the mantra. Then we feel, oh, so enlivened in Krishna consciousness. Let me chant some more. But when we are chanting with great material satisfaction, Hare Krishna, how late is it, Prabhu? Time, Kalega. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Dry rounds, very dry. And we can only find taste with the answer, with some material things. Don't we all know this? That when we chant properly with looking for shelter, my dear Lord, please accept me, then there is immediately a reciprocation in our chanting. Don't we know this? And don't we know when we are not chanting in this mood of a surrender, dry round, 16 rounds, very difficult. 16 rounds is nothing! Mahaprabhu says 64 rounds. 16 rounds is nothing for a surrendered devotee. 16 rounds is very blissful when you surrender. This is what 16 rounds is. Yes. Your good name, please?
Janardhan
Prabhu, yes.
Maharaj, the
Thank you, Devaki Nandan, for this very important, this little details make the subject relishable. Yes. Yeah. Is there a way to measure our surrender? I'm trying to look for a shastic reference of what I'm going to say. Now, first of all, the definition. Sharana means shelter, and agata means, gata means moving, and agata means not moving. Sharanagata is that situation where you only move in the shelter of Lord Krishna, not any other situation. It's a very interesting definition in Sanskrit. Sharana means shelter, and agata means not moving. You're immobile. I only do when something is in the plan of the Lord. So you can definitely measure your surrender by your response to when something is asked of you, and how voluntarily you like to give it. I had a situation yesterday. I was at Rupa Goswami's Samadhi, Bhajan Kutir in Radha Damoda, there was some sadhu, nice sadhu coming, and I had just purchased some new, very nice pictures from Loy Bazaar. The sadhu was so nice, so I was very happy about my new collection of picture. I got, for instance, this picture, which I think is very nice. And I just showed him all my pictures. And then he gave back all the pictures except for one. And he gestured and smiled at me. Can I have this picture? And after a very, very strong bargaining on Loy Bazaar, where we were actually able to bring the price down for 2.5 rupees, and sweated intensely, I was not really willing to part from this picture, which I had gotten after a sincere wrestling. But I thought, he's such a nice sadhu. And he said he would do puja to the picture. And most probably it's Radharani's desire, because the picture was very good. And then I gave. Then the next thing which happened was I was going out and another sadhu came and he saw my nice pullover. I have a nice woolen pullover. I can show you. I mean, it's not the point of showing, but it gets a little warm talking about pullovers. And he wanted to have my nice German pullover. And then I was thinking, then immediately my response was, no, you can get this pullover is with me since already 7.5 years, and it is very suitable in winter time. I'm not going to give this. And then my intelligence was rationalizing. Anyways, for service, I need the pullover. And I was going back and forth. Because he was also another nice sadhu. There are some very... they may not be in our line, but they are also surrendering and serving in the best way and facing the same issues which all spiritual people face. Then I decided, no, I very politely said, I'm sorry. Seva, I need for Seva, and I made some explanation that I need this thing. I'm still not knowing if this was unsurrendered or not. I do not know. I seriously don't know. But because I'm a little in need of a pullover I might get sick. But there are situations, Janardana Prabhu, which are not in this gray zone, where you really know. Janardana, here it is again, the same call again. You've heard it since many years, maybe some lifetimes. Janardana, surrender. And you go like, there is this feeling inside of you, no, my Lord, not this. Not this time. I'm doing my 6 hours of service, that's all right, that's enough, or eight, or whatever. Hare Krishna. I think we all know this, Janardana. And then, if you are, there is a way to tell, now I know. Krishna Das Kaviraj says, the Bhakti Lata beach is surrounded by weeds. Kutinati, diplomatic behavior. Nishidacha, activities which are unacceptable on the path of devotion. Then another is jiva himsa, which means violence towards living entities, or envy. Then is labha, your own profit. Then is your pratishta, and then your own puja. These are six weeds, and he says, a sincere devotee will be able to distinguish them from the Bhakti Lata beach. An insincere devotee will not think about this, that, oh, this is actually a weed, that I wish to keep this pullover, it's actually a weed. An insincere devotee will not think about this. Or that I have many reasons, I have done my service and so on, but if you are sincere and you really want to be a member of the Hare Krishna movement, that means you want to walk the path of Krishna Parayana. Krishna Parayana means the way to Krishna. It's in the Bhagavatam this word comes. Krishna Parayana. If you really want to be on your journey, you will know, this is what holds me back. You will know. Krishna will give you the intelligence. My dear devotees, I'm very sorry, I have glanced on the watch. It is already a little later than planned. We will end here, but yesterday we were pilgrims who tried to do everything in 3 days. We were at the Radha Raman temple, and then the pujaris gave us some Radha Raman prasadam for you to come and collect. So I will request Gaura Hari to be in this area, not directly in front of the deities, just there. And if you wish to have some Radha Raman prasadam, I'm just giving it as a servant of Padmanabha Goswami, who gave this to the devotees. He said, please distribute it tomorrow morning. So you can collect your Mahaprasad there if you wish to have. Or if you're in a hurry and you get anyway so much Mahaprasad, you might get it later. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi go nitai ki jai, go premanandi hari hari bo.
Hare Krishna.